Thanks for being with your morning team on WSGW. You with Dave, Pat, and Charlie. Through 100.5, through 790, through Siri, through Alexa, through WSGW.com. Remember, your morning team show page is up and running, so we're on air as well as online, as we are on a daily basis. You, of course, awarded the gold medal for listening by your morning team show judges. Well, you think that's accurate. It's the 6:42 here on WSGW. You know, I was going to do a little Olympics talk here, and we were talking earlier this morning, just an hour ago, and we're starting the show because we used this Olympic theme. John Williams celebrating his 90th birthday today. We thought, since the Olympics are going on, for all the great music that John's done, especially with his association with so many movies, but we still chose this one. I did not know until I was doing some reading that he, in 1984, when he did his Olympic fanfare and had a different introduction than when we just played, he actually started to rework it to go back to the original Olympics theme that we all know, that Leo Arnaud's Arnaud's Bugler's Dream. And when John now conducts or has any symphony do performances, he likes to incorporate this one we just played, where he uses the Bugler's Dream leading into his fanfare.
Yeah.
Because he wanted to go back to the origination of what the heralding of the Olympics were, with all the trumpets and things.
Familiarity.
Yeah, familiarity. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember when they played that. Was that the closing ceremonies of the 84 Olympics?
Yeah.
I think it was.
I think it was the opening.
It was the opening.
It became the theme,
yeah,
along with the Bugler's Dream that
right.
Had been used for years. John Williams, well, 90 years old.
90 years old. So many great songs. Memorable songs.
So for Olympics that are going on, and Dave, you had the news story. I must say, I am one of those who is, I have not watched one second of Olympic coverage yet this.
Oh, really?
I haven't either. I've missed. I generally try and have it on just because I enjoy having a chance to see some of those sports you just don't see.
I've seen a news clip or two about it,
yeah,
but I haven't, you know,
read the stories, things like that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I was watching the, what was that? Big Air, they call it. The freestyle
on the skis?
Skis, yeah, yesterday. And so that's always amazing when they have the camera at the very top and you're seeing.
Yeah.
For me, I'm watching this, like, the tough part for me, going down the hill. Let alone going up in the air.
Yeah. And that's the, you know, you see those kinds of things. You see these kinds of things that are done on ski slopes and slopes around the world by kids who do it. But then these who take it to a next level of being competing in the Olympic Games.
Right. It is amazing. And I think it also hurts sometimes when everything's happening across the half the globe, because, I mean, things are happening late. You know, the only way I think a lot of people are maybe watching Nathan Chen getting his world record short program score in the men's figure skating is by highlights, or watching it on YouTube or something, because it's already posted there.
But I always have that appreciation of athletes who dedicate so much of their lives and so much of their time to get to the top of their sport and then having to perform.
Yeah, exactly. And I was just going to say, I was talking to a good friend. She's from Newfoundland, and she was with me. She said, I want to watch the women's hockey match between the United States and Canada, but it's 11:15. I can't watch it. I got to get to bed.
Well, you can, but it's just going to be very difficult.
Yeah, right. Right.
Tough next day.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I also admire the Michaela Schifrin, who had, these athletes who understand that, and, you know, you think devastated, and her basically was like, just a gate, and come back and do my next event.
Yeah, just do the next event.
Sure, she's devastated, but understanding this happens at a high level of competition.
Yep.
Either perform or you fail.
Yep.
Couple of things, maybe a little off the normalcy of coverage. I did not know that there was a controversy with Leslie Jones in her Olympic coverage.
Yes, yeah, apparently there is.
Well, apparently it's been taken care of, though, if I understand correctly.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, she has been doing, for a number of Olympic Games, commentary.
Yeah, she posted up on social media.
Yeah, and there was a problem with some of the stuff that she was posting. It actually wasn't getting out to social media.
Yeah.
And there were some blockages going on, but
imagine that in China.
Well, no.
I don't. That's pretty good. But
that's
I don't
pretty
think,
good.
I
don't, no, this isn't China.
I don't
no.
think it was China.
Oh,
but,
okay. No, this is NBC. I think so, was it copyright, okay. Charlie? Do you think that's what they were trying to say?
I'm not even sure. I'm reading the story. I just understand. It just says third party error. That's what it was classified as. But,
I see.
But it's been cleared up.
Okay.
And so she's back to being able to tweet again.
Right. Well, that's good. At first, I was thinking as if as. NBC trying to say copyright. Hey, let these videos go out because
this is
how people are watching the Olympics.
And I think they wanted it because she became popular. What I think 2016.
Yes, 2016.
She first started doing it and it was very popular and people wanted to hear more. So she's been doing it all the time. Yeah. So
former SNL star.
Some of the correspondents over there though have been told not to say anything negative about China while they're there.
Yeah, there've been a couple of stories, haven't there?
Where right.
some Yeah. People even doing some live reports have been told you can't do that here.
Well, I saw one correspondent being jostled by an officer.
Really? Yeah. Those are the other stories that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
No, apparently they need a better Zamboni driver for who's ever doing the ice where they're doing the figure skating. This Japanese figure skater that apparently was going to do one of the jumps and had to downgrade his jumps because he said he hit a hole in the ice.
Oh, no.
Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, how does that happen? How do you get a hole in the ice in the Olympics? Wouldn't you think that the pristine ice conditions would be inspected to make sure that
you would think, yes.
Yeah. And of all things, he says, when I took off, I stepped in a hole. Maybe some other skater was doing a toe loop or a flip. I don't know, but I was in a hole, so I couldn't take off for the first jump. So he had to modify it, which caused a low score for him.
I've always wondered about that, though. I mean, they go through about, I don't know how many skaters before they Zamboni. I mean, maybe. I've always wondered about, isn't it all beat up for those people at the very end of
Cuts
the groupings?
Cuts in the ice, yeah, right.
You know, you think you take time and do a, well, it only takes a few minutes to Zamboni.
Well, wow.
Give everyone a fresh sheet.
They need your makeshift Zamboni.
Exactly right.
Maybe.
Get out there. I'll follow her around with my trash can and towel.
Might take a while on that Olympic-sized rink.
Might, that's right. Those Olympic, some of those rinks.
They are big.
Although I understand the hockey is using the National Hockey League size.
Yes, they are.
Rink. For not using the Olympic size, which is wider.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
interesting.
It is.
And the big controversy, which apparently happened with the mixed team ski jump event, a first ever event. So five jumpers were disqualified for violations regarding their suits. Apparently, athletes from Austria, Japan, Norway, and Germany, all women, were judged to have worn loose-fitting attire.
Uh-oh.
Not that that's anything that would be having to do with modesty. It's just that apparently loose-fitting attire will give jumpers an advantage because they can soar through the air and catch better air.
Cheaters.
Well, the jumpers aren't happy. The jumpers are like, what's going on? One German jumper says, I've been checked so many times in 11 years of ski jumping and have never been disqualified once, and now I'm disqualified.
Wow.
A coach said, it's strange. They've been using the same suits yesterday, and there was no problem. And now today, we're getting disqualifications. So I don't know if maybe they were doing some qualifications yesterday or maybe some practices. I don't know.
Yeah.
Why is this happening at the Olympic Games? Somebody else said this should all have been cleared up before. The Norwegian ski jumping chief says it's a dark day for the sport.
Dark day.
Something we should have cleaned up before the Olympics. The sport of ski jumping has experienced one of its darker days today. I'm at a loss for words. In fact, numerous contenders were out. So Slovenia took home the gold medal. Russia the silver, and Canada took the bronze.
Yeah, as far
as team ski jumping.
That was
jumping.
One of my favorites to watch. Just because that's a sport I don't watch, except every 4 years. And I am fascinated by that one, too. Just flying through the air and off a big ramp. Wasn't that always on the, remember the ABC Wide World of Sports?
Oh, yeah.
When Jim McKay would say, and the agony of defeat. Wasn't it always the guy who messes up the ski jump and you see him tumbling off and he goes tumbling and tumbling down the hill?
That was it.
I think that was the ski jumper, yeah.
That was it. All that, and you look at the other events, the bobsled one. I'm sorry, I think it's called bobsleigh now.
Yeah, yes.
The luge, the skeleton.
Luge, skeleton.
All those things that you just don't have a chance to experience. Except
snowboarding and all that. Yeah.
It is
fascinating. And I have to admit, I love the speed skating, too. Love that. That's always one of my favorites.
That short track is scary.
Yeah, the short track, yeah.
Crazy and scary at the same time.
Yes, it is.
The Olympic coverage, as we have for you in our sports, and at times we'll bring you other stories too, so you know what's happening in Beijing.